Welcome to this week's newsletter, Sacred Selfishness, Releasing the Weight of Service. Many leaders I speak with are tired in a way that sleep just doesn't fix. Not because they lack resilience, but because the quiet scripts of service run deep. Give more, hold more, prove more. The result is a life filled with responsibility, but emptied of replenishment. And what if the most radical act of leadership isn't doing more, but choosing yourself? Not as ego, not as indulgence, but as sacred selfishness, the quiet, unapologetic devotion to your own energy, expression, and evolution. Sacred selfishness is not about shrinking from service. It's about tending the source that makes service possible. Why this matters now? Because in high responsibility roles, self-abandonment rarely looks dramatic. It looks like generosity, reliability, being the one others can always count on. These are the admirable traits until they become masks that conceal depletion. Without space for your own fire, even the most generous leaders burn out. Sacred selfishness reframes self-devotion as essential, not at the expense of others, but in service of them. Think of it as the oxygen mask of magnificence. Just as no one would advise you to save everyone else on a plane before you can breathe, no leader sustains influence if they cannot breathe in their own truth. Psychologist Arlie Hochschild's research on emotional labour helps explain why. When leaders constantly absorb others' needs, soothing anxieties, holding conflict, maintaining stability, without attending to their own, burnout is not a matter of if, but when. Overfunctioning erodes not just well-being, but identity. Leaders become containers rather than creators. Reliability replaces vitality. By contrast, when leaders model boundaries and replenishment, they teach others how to relate more sustainably too. Systems stabilize not because leaders hold everything, but because they are grounded in themselves. Your presence, lit, coherent, whole, is more powerful than your productivity. Sacred selfishness is not only about energy, it's also about identity. Over time, leaders can find themselves living inside roles written by others, parent, partner, executive, fixer, until they forget who authored the script. Reclaiming doesn't have to be about discarding. It's about remembering what is already yours, asking, where have I outsourced my attention, my time, or even my selfhood without consent? This is how sacred selfishness restores the right to live from your own center. It helps name the difference. Indulgence seeks escape, numbing, distraction, checking out. Investment seeks sustenance, activities, rhythms, and spaces that nourish. The surface may look similar, a long bath, an afternoon off, a weekend away, but the intent changes everything. One is avoidance, the other is devotion. Sacred selfishness is not turning away from others, it is remembering yourself so that what you give is generative, not depleting. You don't owe anyone your burnout, you owe yourself your devotion. Self-absorption disconnects. Sacred selfishness reconnects to self, soul, and source. It's not indulgence, it's investment. So what if devotion looked less like relentless effort and more like rest, play, silence, or creativity? What if the measure of leadership wasn't sacrifice, but sustainability? As leaders, we often confuse effort with worth, as though the harder we push, the more legitimate our impact. But devotion is not about proving. It's about presence. Choosing activities, spaces, and rhythms that keep you lit from within. So consider a simple question this week. Where might I have confused depletion with dedication? Sacred selfishness is often expressed through boundaries. Not walls, but gateways to right relationship. Boundaries that honor both your limits and your light. Boundaries that say, I choose myself here. They're not a rejection of others. They're an act of love that includes you. Language helps here. So you might say, I'm unavailable for that right now. Or that no protects my yes elsewhere. Or I choose not to, so I can choose fully elsewhere. Each statement reframes boundary setting as a devotion rather than defiance. Sacred selfishness is about choosing yourself too, so that your light remains steady, so that your leadership is sustainable, and so that magnificence is not a flare of effort, but a lasting fire. So let this week be your reminder. You are not required to disappear to be of service. You matter. Your fire matters. Your presence is the gift. And if you're ready, reflect in a journal. Where in my life have I confused effort with worth? Or what part of my life feels overoccupied by others' needs? Why not explore? Try one bold reclamation act this week, a pause, a no, or a renegotiation that honors your energy. And if you're ready to activate, if you're ready to expand your leadership by leading from wholeness, let's talk. I'd love to help. Until next time.